here's a story from The World.
Talk about a traffic jam. A massive container ship is wedged and stuck in Egypt's Suez Canal, blocking passage on one of the biggest waterways in the world. The Taiwanese ship spans the length of 4 football fields. It ran aground following a sandstorm in Egypt this week, which caused poor visibility. Egyptian tugboats are trying to straighten out the ship and get it on its way again. Meanwhile, global suppliers are holding their breath. To discuss this incident further, we turn to Professor Stephen Flynn, who tracks supply chain resilience at Northeastern University. Stephen, can you start off by telling us how common something like this is? I mean, to see a container ship stuck.
Very uncommon. In fact, this is the first time a container ship of this size has been stuck in the Suez Canal. There was a container ship back in 2017 that was ran aground for a few hours. But this is pretty worrisome because it's gone on for more than a day. And this is one of the largest container ships in the world, a new class of ultra container ships. They are able to carry the equivalent of 10,000 tractor trailers worth of cargo container in a single vessel. So this is a huge ship and one of the most, if not the most, critical waterways on the planet.
I mean, is the new huge size of these container ships part of the issue that they are more prone to getting stuck?
One of the challenges that we have sort of broadly with the way in which our global economy works is that a strive for efficiency, we sometimes create fragility. These container ships are very efficient ways to move a lot of cargo between just though a very few number of ports, because only a few number of ports are able to handle them. In fact, nobody in the East Coast of the United States has likely seen a container ship of this size because the port facilities, even New York Harbor, are not capable of taking a ship of this size in.
And what's more is you can't just turn this container ship around. I mean, what do you do to get it out? Because the images don't look very impressive right now. I mean, you've got tugboats kind of digging and pushing.
What you typically have done when ships run aground is you try to unload cargo to lighten them up. That is, so they'll float up at high tide. And then you can hopefully nudge them along the way. The challenge with these ultra super container ships is to offload the containers, there's nothing shoreside that can pick the cargo up at the top of the ship. So it's very difficult to come up with a scenario how this gets unloaded easily.
Do we know what's on this container ship?
So the containers themselves probably have everything you would likely see if you went to a Walmart or a Costco, but it also has also things that are critical to the global supply chains that major manufacturers and automotive suppliers and every basically thing that we use in our modern economy is needs to be moved around through a global container system largely. And this is concentrated increasingly in a few ports that serve as hubs that feed into spokes and moved on these massive ships to connect those hubs together. So when you disrupt the hub and you disrupt the Suez Canal, the most important sea supply chain in the world, 12% of all global trade moves through the Suez Canal each year. You disrupt that, it has a ripple effect that can be enormously disruptive for our economies.
Final question. Any bets on how long it's going to take to get this ship dislodged?
It's a very large ship stuck in a very narrow place. This is going to be a tricky one.
Professor Stephen Flynn is a leading expert in supply chain resilience at Northeastern University. Thanks a lot, Stephen.
Thanks so much for having me.
From PRX.